This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A Chinese conglomerate, along with a Paris private equity firm, are offering to buy Club Med for $700 million. What is formerly called Club Méditerranée is currently run by Henri Giscard d'Estaing, the son of the former French president. It's been struggling with Europe's long financial crisis, which put a Club Med vacation out of the reach of more people there. But China is a different story. Douglas Quinby is an analyst at the Focusrite Travel Industry Research Group. Mr. Quinby, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Why might the Chinese be interested in something like Club Med?
Well, the Chinese travel market is just growing at a breakneck pace. We've seen in our research that Asia Pacific as a region in terms of industry revenues has already overtaken Europe and North America. And within Asia, we forecast that China will actually be a larger travel market this year than Japan. So we see a real significant milestone, a kind of changing in the guard where it's now China that is the largest travel market in Asia Pacific and the largest source of travelers, and especially new travelers coming into the global travel marketplace.
This has to be a story about the burgeoning Chinese middle class, because one of the things about being upper middle class is the ability to take a trip.
And not only, it's an interesting word that you use, burgeoning, because it's something that will be continuing to grow for many years to come. We're forecasting an abundance of new travelers, literally millions of new travelers coming into the marketplace from China alone. So it's no surprise that organizations like Club Med, really every destination, every major travel organization around the world is looking to bring in that Chinese traveler.
Douglas Quinby is principal analyst at the Focusrite Travel Industry Research Group. Mr. Quinby, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.